Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 27th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Yeah, sure. My name's Justin Ford. My age, I'm 31, and at present I reside in Berkshire.
And how are you doing today?
Very good, yeah, very excited, ready to go. Just the nerves beforehand are probably, offset by the excitement you get after finishing it. I'm looking forward to it.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I was aware of the Fourth Plinth project in general, and then I knew Anthony was going to do something. I didn't apply for it, my wife applied for me, because she thinks, and so do numerous people of my and friends, think I'm a centre of attention grabber, you know, the first and last person on the dance floor and things like that. And so she did that for that reason, and I got a place, which is fantastic. And really, really funny how it sort of came about.
Do you think you are a bit of an exhibitionist?
Yeah, I think I am. I always like to get laughs one way or the other. However, that's what's interesting about this, is the way I've sort of flipped it around. I don't want to make it about me, I want to make it about other people today. So yeah, it's interesting to see what I've done and taken that, and what Anthony said in the welcome brochure, where he said about it's for, you know, you do yourself proud and it'll be unique for yourself and everyone. I thought, oh, everyone, yeah, well, everyone I know, I can try and, you know, take a snippet of my friends and give them a message while on the plinth, because you can't take people up there with you. And I thought, well, how can I take people up there with me? And I thought, if I could send them messages, that'd be really good.
So can you talk a little bit about what you're doing today in the
Yeah, sure. What I originally thought is about wearing 10 t-shirts with different messages for friends on, and then taking one off at a time. But obviously with the systematics of it, it proved impossible to wear that many t-shirts, and then obviously my messages grew, so I have 20. So what I'm going to do is set up a tripod to take a Polaroid picture of myself on the plinth with each t-shirt on, and then throw the t-shirts to anybody that's here that's on the t-shirts. For example, my wife, obviously I will throw the t-shirt to her with her message on, and any friends that come along, and obviously there's people watching in Australia that I've got messages for. And it's just in general, it's quite an exciting time where I just want to give something back to the people that have made me who I am. And even though I'm centre of attention, I want it to be on them, because they're just a real big part of my life.
Can you talk a little bit about your family?
Sure. I have a wife. We got married in 2005, and we have two children, Millie and Stanley. Millie's 2.5, Stanley is 4 months on the 21st of September, so it's a few days ago. We live in Berkshire in a two-bed flat, which is small, but it's better than the one-bedroom flat we had in Catford. So we're just really happy, and just getting on with things, and really, it's tough times at the moment, obviously with the credit crunch and everything. But and I work in London, so there's quite a lot of travelling involved. But it's all worthwhile in the end. When you see Millie and Stanley in their little faces and smiles and stuff. So,
what do you do for a living?
I'm a senior graphic designer at a foreign exchange company in Knightsbridge. I used to work in publishing, and I got this job about 2.5 years ago. No, 1.5 years ago. Basically, it was trying to move out of the publishing industry because I wanted a new challenge. And it's really good. It's all in-house designs for the commercial foreign exchange side of it, the retail, which is like the airports and the stores around London, and numerous post campaigns for marketing and wholesale contracts and things. I have to sort of design and stuff. It's very, very different to the publishing sector. So I needed a new challenge in my life, and I got it through this job, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
So where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Banbury, Oxfordshire. I grew up just outside Banbury on the borders of Northamptonshire, in a place called Middleton Cheney. I was born in 1978 and lived locally until I went to uni. Well, I went to college in Leamington and then uni in Derby, and then moved straight down to London when I finished uni and got a bit of money together and moved down to London, and was down here until last year when we moved to Berkshire, but the size-wise.
What would you say your main interests are, hobbies?
Main interests are my family and friends, obviously, and basically I like running. I've got into running quite a lot at the moment, and I've got into photography comes along with the design thing, but it's very amateurish, but it's just like exciting to just play around with things. Like my friend gave me a Polaroid camera a couple of months ago, and I've really got into that just recently, hence why I'm doing the Polaroids. And there's a quality about analog pictures that I think we've forgotten, and you can't even get film for Polaroids anymore because they don't make it, so you have to go on eBay to get it. In a few years time it might completely gone, and yeah, it's something that it's, you know, it shouldn't be lost, because there is a quality about it that you don't get with digital pictures, because you've only got one chance to shoot it. And yeah, it's really exciting in that respect.
So do you have quite a strong interest in the arts?
I have studied art throughout my life. I originally took my A-levels of maths, economics and history, but maths wasn't as easy as it was for me in GCSE level, so I dropped it and did art to balance the other two. But that subject actually took over the other two and became the one that I focused on, and then went to Foundation College in Leamington and then did a graphics degree at Derby. And so I've always been interested in art and museums and exhibitions and things like that. You don't get to as many as I can at the moment, because obviously with the travelling and being in London working hard, but this is a great opportunity to, you know, to get involved in something like this again.
What do you think of the project so far and its kind of the nature of it, its progression?
I think it's been a success from my point of view, because there's always a point where you want to just flick onto it and see who's there, and it changes 24 times a day, and you think, just in like an hour there'll be something different I can watch, and it's a really nice idea. I mean, the history of the Fourth Plinth, I only found out just reading about it. Obviously they run out of money and it being empty, but since the pregnant woman's been on there and things like that, it's just been really exciting. And this project is just so good. I mean, a unique 2,400 people, 24 hours a day for 100 days is such a good idea, and it's just really I think what makes it most is the coverage. It's easy to do something like this and not have the support in place, the coverage from Sky Arts and the coverage on the website is absolutely key to a success. You know, when anybody's sat at work and they just have 5 minutes and they can just go, as opposed to like either having to come down to Trafalgar Square, you know, 10 years ago you just wouldn't be able to do this, and it's just such a well thought out project.
So just to go back to your hour, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
Fears, general nervousness. I just hope I'm timing it, so 2 minutes per t-shirt, 10 minutes either side, sort of buffer zone, setting up and finishing. But I'm sure it'll be fine. Expectations, I just want, as long as one person that I do it for gets something out of it, then it's all worthwhile, because that's what it's for. It's for people. I have actually set up the website where I've designed the t-shirts, so you can buy them, and then obviously £5 will go to a charity if you buy them, to the Stroke Association. And it's just so much to take in. I started thinking about, obviously, when I got the place, and I'm wondering what I can do, and it just sort of started to snowball, the ideas, and I thought, oh my god, I need a day to do all these ideas, you know, not just an hour. So it was really hard to sort of streamline it into something which would be worthwhile in an hour and still quite effective. So
are you wanting to also engage with people whilst you're on the plinth?
It's two ways of engaging. I think to engage with the people around me, I'll be throwing the t-shirts to anyone that's here if they're on the t-shirts, for example my wife. However, I know there's a lot of people in Australia that will on t-shirts, and a lot of people at home that are on the t-shirts, so I want to have a sort of microphone and talk to them as well, so that it's for the audience as well. But yeah, a lot of waving for the people, and then but also taking a picture of each one, and you know, having that 2 minutes talking about that person on the t-shirt and aspects around that.
How many people will you be talking about?
20. But there is some groups of people, but yeah, it's just trying to mention, obviously, sort of giving shouts out to people that aren't here as well, because I just found that I had to apologise to some people. I will have to apologise to some people that haven't put them on a t-shirt, even though I love them very much, because it was just too hard, like streaming it down, and you know, such a tricky...
Why do you think you've kind of taken your energy from the plinth and channeled it into 20 different kind of people?
I think I'd be nothing without the people that I consult, count as friends, through rough times and good times, you know, they're there for you. So it was a chance to give something back and not make it all about me. I mean, I'm sure they've seen me on the dance floor or a wedding or whenever, so they've had enough of me and they've seen me before. So this is a chance to give them something back and, you know, hopefully they appreciate that in a way that, you know, it's not too embarrassing to them if I say anything about them.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just looking forward to it, and thanks for your time.